Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Temperatures are soaring once again today as the region deals with the second heat wave of the season. A heat advisory is in effect through Tuesday. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Kelly Drive, where many try to get out early.
Warm and muggy in the morning, and it was only going to get worse. Not just uncomfortable, but potentially dangerous. That's why Medea Jacobs from East Falls got her steps in when she could.
I don't want to get overheated, so if you come out early enough, then you won't get the headache, because the heat will give you a huge headache. So in dizziness.
Heat exhaustion and more urgently, heat stroke are concerns on days like today.
You know, and for those that are older, they should definitely stay hydrated and stay under the air.
And officials throughout the area are once again urging people to check on those in their lives who may be vulnerable and may not have access to air conditioning. Here in Philly, cooling centers like libraries and senior centers are open. In addition to the heat, it is a Code Orange Air Quality Action Day. Sensitive groups, especially those with respiratory issues like asthma, will need to be really careful and limit their outdoor time because of the air pollution. On Kelly Drive, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
President Biden spoke at a Mount Airy church and surprised volunteers at a campaign office in Manayunk on Sunday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Father, we pray for our president.
Bishop Louis Felton and the congregation of Mount Airy Church of God in Christ embraced the president unequivocally.
He's the man we need in these times.
Biden spoke briefly. He highlighted policies that have benefited African Americans.
To ensure the economy has the lowest black unemployment and more black small businesses in decades.
He spoke longer and more animatedly at his Manayunk campaign headquarters, where he joked with volunteers about his satirical alter ego, Dark Brandon.
Dark Brandon's coming back.
Yeah!
He was joined by Senator John Fetterman, who brushed away fears about the debate.
I know what it's like to have a rough debate, and I'm standing right here as your senator.
Volunteer Lola Khan admitted she was concerned after watching the debate, but never wavered.
I'm sticking with Biden. It's not how you fall down, it's how you get back up. He had one bad night. He's back. He's on the trail. And I'm with Biden all the way.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The end of the extended holiday weekend smashed a record. TSA says more than 3 million travelers passed through security checkpoints at U.S. airports on Sunday. That's the first time that has happened in one day. And that led to long lines that tested the patience of travelers and airport workers alike. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports from Philly International.
It's been hell. It's been hell for the past couple weeks.
That's Samaj Holloway, who was working in PHL Terminal D during a period in which AAA estimated an 8% increase in flyers across the country from 2023. Holloway says the volume can put a strain on workers.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing a good job because they make it difficult than what it already is, and they be ready to start a fight with us employees sometimes.
But some passengers managed to avoid too much stress during their travels, like Casey Devine, who flew in and out of Boston.
Flights were good. They were super quick. I got in earlier than expected, I think maybe like 20 minutes before anticipated landing time.
Mir from North Philly went to Vegas for his birthday and had some trouble booking his return flight, but he says it was still a great time, and above all, he was just looking to get away.
Philly ain't how it is no more, so you can't really have fun in here in BC, so I like to go other places to go have fun.
Lots of folks hopping their cars to go other places, with AAA having projected some 800,000 people in the area hitting the road for their July 4th travel. At the airport, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.